Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels.
Song Travels explores the journey singers and songs take together. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. More information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.
Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is jazz vocalist, songwriter, and actress Joelle Lurie. She studied jazz at the New England Conservatory of Music and at the Tanglewood Institute at Boston University. Later, she moved to New York to begin her career in music and acting. Her ensemble, the Pinehurst Trio, performs regularly at venues such as Rockwood Music Hall, Zinc Bar, and the Boom Boom Room at the Standard Hotel in New York City. Her 2014 album, Take Me There, features a multitude of Joelle's many influences and styles for a new spin on some old standards and also modern songs. Joelle Lurie, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. I really appreciate your voice and your musical sensibility.
Thank you.
Your recording, Take Me There, which is your first effort in the studio, I think, is a beautifully produced and very thoughtfully created piece. And I understand that you took several years to make it happen. And one of the things I like about it is that you have such an eclectic mixture of songs with what I'd call an Irish folk tune and Tears for Fears, original songs, and some standards. And they all go very, very well together. Did you have any pause about creating something that is so eclectic? Any worries about how it would be identified in the, quote, marketplace?
Yeah, we were concerned about that. But at the end of the day, we wanted to make an album of songs that we loved. And we love a lot of different types of music. We're influenced by jazz, pop, musical theater, folk, Motown. And so that was a challenge, making it all work cohesively. But I think we did a pretty good job at it because it's all our spin on it. It's all our sound on those different types of music.
Do you identify yourself as a jazz singer?
That's a hard question, Michael.
I go for the hard questions, you know.
You know, jazz is what I love singing most of all. You know, standards, American Songbook, that's my favorite stuff to sing. I think I sing jazz. I also think I'm kind of a pop singer, too. I think it's hard to put yourself in a box. I've been influenced by people that have done it all. Why limit ourselves? Why not try to make it all work together? So, jazzed up pop tunes and popped up jazz tunes. That was the equation. That was the equation for the album.
Well, when we were speaking before the program, you had mentioned at one point Rosemary Clooney. And Rosemary always said, I'm a singer. But in the 70s, she started recording for Concord Jazz, and she would do what she always did, and she had jazz accompaniment. And then they started calling her a jazz singer. And she never changed what she did. It was the accompaniment behind her. So I always think about that.
That's interesting.
So yeah. I think that sometimes the way we sing something, I think perhaps in your case, because you're such a chameleon, I think, you hear a certain kind of accompaniment and then you just kind of go there and it makes you sing in a certain way.
Well, thank you. You know, my job at college at Boston University, for extra money, I sang jingles. That was the beginning of me... recording for sure, but also just trying different colors in my voice, different tones in my voice, and knowing that I could pick from kind of a palette depending on the material that I was going to sing.
Well, I'd like to get to some music because the title track of your CD, Take Me There, is that a song that you wrote or co-wrote?
That is not a song that I wrote, actually. That is by a dear friend named Rob Mezzanotte. And you know, a bunch of my close friends moved down to Charlottesville, Virginia to start a band. And I try to go there every so often and visit them. And a few years ago, we were there in Charlottesville, and we had just had quite the wedding of a friend the night before. And the next morning, we were all sitting on the porch in this kind of hippie village, if you will, you know, a little hungover. And it was one of those moments where people gathered their instruments and were singing. And my friend Rob sang this song, and it was just this magical moment. And I thought, that song, that has to be on the record.
Well, I'd love to have you perform it right now with the Pinehurst Trio,
sure.
Ben Galeen on bass and Nick Consul on piano. Our guest, Joelle Lurie, performing the title track of her CD, Take Me There.
Take me where my heart would know. Take me where my heart would grow. Take me to that place of gold, where the mighty river place where love is everywhere, a place that's free from fear, but I can't get there. So now my heart aches for that state of mind. I'd like to live there someday. Show me all the steps to take. Show me how to pry the gate. Take me to that silver lake where lovers love and souls awake. A place where love is everywhere, a place that's free from fear, but I can't get there. So now my heart aches for that state of mind. I'd like to live there someday. Oh, maybe I will never see what is waiting there for me till I die, till I sleep. But the path I'll try. It's free from fear, but I can't get there. So now my heart aches for that state of mind. I'd like to live there someday, all the time. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support this series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.